This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Taxes and Energy Part 2 now, this time at the retail level. More than a dozen states are weighing increases to taxes on diesel and gas. Gas has been running cheap, so increases might be more palatable. Also, as some vehicles get more efficient, they use less gas, generating less tax to fix roads. Yet in Tennessee, the gas tax has not gone up in decades. Chaz Sisk with WPLN reports.
Nashville is growing fast. As many as 85 people a day move into the city and its suburbs. That's meant congestion, deteriorating roads, and scores of overstressed bridges. Several have even been shut down. So some say this is a good time to raise Tennessee's gas tax, the 10th lowest in the nation. But not Tricia Stickle, president of the Murray County Tea Party.
I've lived in seven different states. I think we have excellent roads.
Stickle lives about an hour south of Nashville in the town of Columbia. She and her husband used to own a trucking company in Nevada. That taught her a gas tax hike doesn't stop at the pump. It'll trickle across the economy through higher prices. And that'll also mean a higher sales tax on those goods.
Consider all the food in your grocery store. This is a double whammy. Every good in that store will be increased, and they'll get the tax on that.
Stickle is among those fighting Governor Bill Haslam's plan to raise Tennessee's gas tax by 7 cents a gallon and its tax on diesel by 12 cents. It would be the state's first increase since 1989. Only four states have gone longer: Alaska, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Mississippi. And they've also weighed hikes this year. Nashville Trucking Executive David Manning supports an increase, even though it'll mean spending more on fuel.
Quite honestly, there's a lot of costs that we face today that are created through congestion and created through safety issues and created through vehicle maintenance because the quality of the roads.
Governor Haslam has sugarcoated his proposal by offering to cut other taxes. Still, small government groups like Americans for Prosperity are fighting it. Haslam concedes he might not win.
I just think that's just the reality. I mean, we live in a state that is very conservative about how we spend money and how we do taxes.
That conservatism may wind up sinking a gas tax hike in Tennessee once more. In Nashville, I'm Chaz Sisk for Marketplace.